Philip Sample PFTD certain created this date is 09/01/2025. Dictation is for Lillian Lucas. Lucas spells L-U-C-A-S. Lillian spells L-I-L-I-A-N. Date of birth is 03/09/1966. This is a ...59-year-old female here with cough, period. Patients, this has been going on for approximately 7 days or more. It's gotten worse in the last 3. It says she came in today because cough is not productive of green sputum. And it's keeping her up at night, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports body aches. She reports fatigues. She reports runny nose. Says runny nose is sometimes clear and sometimes green. Reports sweating. Reports chills. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Says she has a pressure-like headache in her sinus, frontal and maxillary sinus regions, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented and moderate in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure is 112/92, pulse 84, respiration 20, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph, throat erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudates present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Correction. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory. Correction. Mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, no non-distended, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves, 2 centers normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and effect and normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is COVID infection. Assessment number 2 is fatigue. Number 3 is bronchitis. Number 4 is sinusitis. Correction. Sinusitis. Number 5 is sinus headache. Number 6 is rhinitis. And number 7 is myalgia. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, we did the following tests: flu, strep, COVID. Flu and strep are negative. COVID are positive. COVID is positive. Patient was given an injection of Toradol in the clinic, Toradol 60 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 10 to 15 minutes, reevaluated. She says she's beginning to feel a little better. She was sent home with the following prescriptions: nebulizer machine and tubing, nebulizer machine, tubing, and mask. Next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. She will use 3 mL with home nebulizer, TID, PRN4, cough, wheezes, and short of breath. Next, she was given 1 box. Next medication, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO, now 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 10 days. Number 10, next medication, Paxlovid, 300/100, dose pack, 1 dose BID for 5 days. She was strongly encouraged to increase fluids, to avoid sugary beverages, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.